It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Debbie Good.
Our guest today is Lisa Gately, loan technician from the City of Springfield, from the HELP Loan Program. Lisa, first, what is the HELP Loan? What does this loan provide and who is eligible?
Hi, Deborah. The HELP Loan is the Homeowner Emergency Loan Program. It is a deferred loan for up to $15,000, and it is for critical home repairs in order to keep people in their homes safely and maintain their homes. There is an application that we have to determine eligibility, but one of our big qualifications is income and the area that you live in. So to income qualify, you have to meet HUD's requirement of not to exceed 80% of median income per family size. And then the area that we target, it's the CDBG, which is the Community Development Block Grant. And it is basically from West Bypass to Glenstone, and then from I-44 to Grand. That is not complete. There's parts of town that's not included in that, kind of around MSU. There's a little area that's not included in that particular area. We do have a map on our website that shows the area of town that qualifies.
What are your partner agencies and what do they do?
Sure. We have four partner agencies. We have Catholic Charities of Southern Missouri, Connections Handyman Service, Habitat for Humanity, and OCAC. They partner with the City of Springfield and they oversee the projects. So once we have an application that we've qualified, one of them will take on the project and then they will send it out for bids by city approved contractors.
How is this program funded?
It is funded through, again, CDBG funds, which is the Community Development Block Grant that we receive from HUD.
How long has this program been going on?
The HELP program started in 2016. That was the city had a roof replacement program and other programs prior to.
See, how many people have received a HELP loan?
Since 2016, we've had 85 recipients of the HELP loan.
Have most of them used up the whole 15,000? Has there been that much need?
It has actually changed. It used to only be 10,000. However, It is now 15. The majority of them go up to $15,000. And I do want to actually mention that our partner agencies have some grant funds that they will also put into these projects. So a lot of the projects actually go over the $15,000 with us.
Now, your partner agencies that have these other grant funds, is that rolled into the loan or are those in addition to the loan?
Those are in addition to the loan. So those are completely just grants. They are not payable back or anything like that.
Sounds like this could be really helpful for low-income people in this particular part of town. How can people get more information about this and possibly fill out the application and move forward with this?
Sure. The best contact is to call me directly at 417-864-1305. My email is lgately@springfieldmo.gov, and I would be happy to walk them through the process and give them all the information and answer any questions.
Thank you, Lisa, for being on our program today. Our guest has been Lisa Gately, loan technician from the City of Springfield's HELP Loan Program. I'm Debbie Good, and this has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. This program and others in the Making Democracy Work series are available on the web at ksmu.org.